Welcome back to Nova Gaia. We are so grateful to have you here today, dear listener. We have brought in the fairy, the angel, and of course, myself, Dragonheart. We have been talking amongst ourselves and we realize that there are so many neat and wonderful things to experience in this age of Aquarius. Why, we could start going off on different tangents of angelic beings, people here to help us, otherworldly beings. How does it feel to create, be the co-creator of your world? Oh, so much excitement is happening. So much is changing, so much chaos, unlimited possibilities, love of all kinds, guides, chakras. Oh my! What does it mean? Where do we start? We did a wonderful session explaining of what grounding is and how to stay grounded, or getting into your zone and feeling into yourself, into that security. We've talked about that you are enough just by being who you are and how loved you are. But what we are going to talk about today is, well, it's a very big topic with such a small word. The word today is surrender. What does surrender mean? And I don't mean it in a form of war, of raising the white flag. I mean, what does surrender mean in your daily life? What does it mean when you have a guru or a teacher say, just surrender to the process? What does it mean when you are reading a meme and you see a beautiful cat laying there exhausted, saying that it surrendered to the day? What does it mean for surrendering? And how can this help us on our earth walk or on our spiritual journey? I thought today we would start the discussion with the fairy. Maybe she could give us a little insight on what does this word mean and how can it help us on our daily life?
Thank you, Dragonheart. Surrender. Yeah, that's a big word. Last week, I was looking into what to offer. I do a weekly session where we talk about spiritual things online. And I was thinking, what should we talk about? And I got surrender from my guides. And it's like, that's interesting. We've talked about surrender. It's something that surrender means allowing for things to just happen and picking and moving through life with ease in a lot of ways, and picking the things that are right for you. But so I put it down, and then I started, all things came in, all kinds of different sources came in for me to talk about surrender. And surrendering at this point is truly, it goes surrendering to a deeper truth within yourself, to look within yourself what is right for you. It is about surrendering to yourself, to the truth, to a deeper truth of what is in your life and what speaks to you. Within surrender, there is so much control, which seems like in a world of opposites, which we still at times live in, it seems such an opposite concept, to control and surrender. But they come together in this new age of Aquarius, like so many things that have been considered opposite ends of a line. They come in together as circle. Within the surrendering to your truth of what truly is, and what speaks to you. And there comes the concept of creating your life within the surrender to yourself. You take control of your life by surrendering to a truth within yourself that guides you a certain way of what speaks to you, to your purpose, to your what you came here for. You can hear that, listeners. There's so many concepts that are basically related to this surrender. It is such a huge concept. But in the end, it just means to look within yourself of what speaks to you and find your way, your guidance towards a life that will make you feel alive, that make you feel passionate, that makes you want to get out in the morning to do it. What? And I get paid for this? To build a life that you really want to live. To surrender to that what is within yourself.
I love how you said this, to surrender what it is within yourself. Oftentimes, I think when we surrender into a project or we allow things to flow, we eliminate the drama from it. We take away the what ifs and the scary awkwardness of it and allow that flow. So when you surrender, as Gita was saying, into the process, you actually are believing in yourself. You actually believe in the process of your universal truths, in allowing the universe to take care of you, allowing to what is for your highest good to ebb and flow. I noticed the other day when I was asking my guides in my meditation, how do I move forward with things? How do I keep things going? And the answer constantly came to me was, all you have to do is take one step forward. Surrendering into the process of life. We don't have to set up guidelines and timeframes and dates and deadlines. Instead, just focus on this now moment and experience what is now happening to allow the future to unfold for its highest love. I'm going to say that one more time because I understand it. But I want you to feel it. If we accept this now moment by taking a deep breath in, knowing that we are in love and we are fully accepting of who we are, as we look forward, it will unfold for our highest good, for the most love. This is my version of surrendering. My version of surrendering is allowing the ebb and flow, to allowing whatever to come upon, whatever lessons that we may have to learn, whatever it is that we need to experience, and to do it without the trauma, to do it without the anxiety of, well, what am I supposed to be doing? Or how is this going to happen? Allowing Earth, nature, the universe to create the path for me, I'm just going to walk forward. Kay, how do you feel about surrendering? What does it mean to you when someone says, just surrender?
Well, speaking as a lifelong Cheap Trick fan, when I hear the word surrender, my mind automatically starts singing one of their first biggest hits, the song Surrender. surrender, but don't give yourself away. Oh my gosh. That's exactly what our fairy and our dragon heart just said. As you surrender, you are not giving yourself away. And that doesn't mean that, oh, you're holding something back from a complete surrender. You're pretending to surrender. You're doing surrender light and not giving yourself away. No. You surrender completely. And it makes you more of who you truly are. And what helps with that is to have an understanding, a knowledge of yourself. Even when you're not really sure who you are, why you're here, what it's all about, there's some aspect of you that's always been there, always been there. For me, it's been choosing innocence, we'll say, choosing a more innocent path, a more naive path, a more happy-go-lucky path. And I haven't always done that. I'm not a complete goody-two-shoes, but you know that Adam Ant's goody-two-shoes, that was my theme song for a while, because that is part of who I am, just naturally. But it's who I've had to choose to be, and what I've had to adopt as my lodestar, as my north star, the star that guides me. Here's a decision. Here's a choice point. You can go down this route. You can go down that route. It's not the angel or the devil sitting on your shoulder. It's just a choice of different experiences. And if it's someplace where I'm more conflicted, having that North Star to guide by, understanding that there's a quality that you are choosing, something bigger than yourself, makes that choice between different experiences easier. So I choose not to be somebody who goes out and gets drunk. I choose not to be somebody who gets into drugs. I choose not to be somebody who cusses a lot. But you know, there have been phases in my life where maybe I've made other choices. Maybe not. But I, in knowing what my end point is, even when I wasn't sure, in staying true to myself and surrendering those other options, those other choices, I can look back at my life and feel pretty comfortable with what I've chosen, what I've picked. That doesn't mean that there haven't been times when I've been totally slammed and just those times when you end up laying in the fetal position or cradling yourself and just completely defeated and saying, I give up. And that's a kind of surrender too. It seems that spirit will give you little nudges, little reminders that say, here, this is the direction of your life. Here, you're getting a little off track. It's time for a correction. Let's get you back in line. Not to be on a tied up in line, I can't move, I have no choice, but to say, we've got to keep you true to who you are. Not for who you are right now, but for who you are meant to be in the future. Here's a nudge to help you get on that pathway. And sometimes we can be pretty obtuse. Just, you don't notice. You're just popping along. You're doing what you think you're supposed to or what you want to do instead of what you should do. And it just gets worse. You want your own way. I'm going to do this way. Or you think this is the right way and I've got to follow this rigid path because this is the only right way. And eventually you get whacked big time, slammed. Nothing goes right. Everything falls apart. You have no power. You have no choice. You are just stopped. And you give up. And that's always the time of the most spiritual growth. This is when people say, God, Goddess, you know, whomever it is that you believe in as the greater spirit, all that is, creator, please, Jesus, take over, please take over, because I just can't do this. I can't get this right. Nothing I do is working out. Help me. I give up. And that's when you get to the end part of the Cheap Trick song, Surrender. We're all right. Oh my gosh, go to one of their concerts. Seriously, they do still tour. Go to one of their concerts. One of the best concert moments of my life, no matter when I'm going to see them throughout these decades, literal decades, is when you're in a crowd of people in a filled auditorium, everyone's chanting, we're all right.
Yes, I know that feeling. I actually had that feeling from a Super Bowl game when the New Orleans Saints went after Hurricane Katrina. I know that feeling of camaraderie, of community. So, even if you have to wait to the end till you surrender, surrendering as an individual creates love, creates tolerance, creates new pathways that we may not have actually considered. I think that's why surrendering is so important right now. Because if we allow what spirit, what the universe, what it is that you believe in to rule us, to guide us, while it's the highest good, not just for us, but for the whole, that whole group chanting, we are all right. We are the champions. We are the co-creators. We are one. Wow. I love that, Kay. I love how what surrendering for you for a song shows for us as a whole. Wow, I think the Fae wants to add something here. I see her giggling. What to tell? Don't keep this in.
Okay, when you were talking about we're all right, a whole stadium singing that, I just could feel it. I just could feel the lift, it energetic lift that everybody, that the whole world got out of that. That's so really beautiful. And I want to make some notes. I actually made some notes because what Dragonheart, what Rachel was talking about, allowance, what you were talking about, choices. Kate, you were talking about choices and change. Those are all such important concepts when it comes to surrender. You talked about the North Star. We all have this, I call it my compass within ourselves. That North Star that tells us when we listen to ourselves, that tells us exactly what is right for us and what is not. You know, what makes you come alive, you can feel it. You know, it may be really, really scary, but oh my God, it is so, it draws you so much. I know this from my own self. My whole entire life, I was attracted to spiritual things, but you know, I grew up in a world of science and religion, and they were really separated. And spirituality kind of seemed scary, that I was always drawn to it. There was always this feeling within my stomach that just like, ooh, that makes me come alive. There is something there for me. So we all have this, and that's kind of how we can measure it. Like, it makes you feel this, your whole body tingles. So as we go to the surrender, you look at all of your own North Star, your own compass within yourself, feel it, and change is the only constant in life. And you allow yourself to make the changes that are right for you. That is a surrender. Not sticking like structured, like not changing. Change is inevitable. There's nothing that tells you what's really happened tomorrow, because you can decide for yourself what happens tomorrow, but you live not in a vacuum. You live in a wider world. And as such, there's always influences that work where we all work together. By surrendering to yourself, you become that unique part within the world where chaos basically is order, because we all work in our highest good. So we all come to the highest good of society, of the world, of everything.
I love this. I love this. All we have to do is surrender to our truths, surrender to a higher power of love. And this is all going back to trust. It's going back into a knowing that you are loved. You, dear listener, you are absolutely, wholeheartedly loved by the universe, by every tree, by every bird, by every plant, by the breath, by the water. You are loved. So if you are loved and you are a co-creator of this world, why, of course, surrendering into it allows for a freedom from drama, a freedom from the voices of anxiety, a freedom even of physical pain, because all of that's connected in. All of those worries, all of those things that we build up is not just built up within our head, it's actually built into your body. And it shows in our weather patterns, it shows in how we respond to our every moment. Wow. So I love that we have been talking about how to surrender, what it means to surrender. It is an awesome way to look at a Cheap Trick song and to dance even more. Well, I actually find that dancing around in circles helps me surrender even more, because I can shake it off. Other thoughts, other feelings, my own fears and my own worries. Wow. So we hope today that you surrender to you, that you surrender into your dreams, you surrender into love, you allow the process of life to guide you for your unlimited happiness, for your unlimited love. It's all here in this now moment. And we hope that today you found some new information. Of course, you can always find more about us at our blogs on novagayalove.com. We have other podcasts and also our book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia. Send us your questions anytime. We would love to hear more from you. And tell us below on the comments, how are you surrendering to love? Well, we look forward to hearing from you again. Any other closing thoughts before we allow our listeners to enjoy the present moment of the now? Oh, Gita?
I just have one thought that just
occurred to me as I hear us all talking. That surrendering to, you know, who we are, like the dragon heart, the angel, the fairy. So we allow these spirits to come out of you, and we talk about things. And then I hear you talking, and I hear Kay talking, and how it all comes together. You pick up on aspects that I haven't touched, and you pick on other aspects that we haven't touched on. And it comes together in such an amazing, bigger picture than each one of us could ever do by themselves. So the surrendering to these, what comes out of you, what makes you that life, that drives you. It brings out such an amazing overall wider picture, bigger world. It's beautiful.
A true freedom.
Absolutely.
A true freedom from within and supported by all. Surrendering isn't to be afraid of. Surrendering should be done in your heart as you step forward in your life for your process. It's your time. This is all about you, dear listener. Oh, what a wonderful moment in time that we've had here again. Surrendering our love, surrendering our thoughts over to the whole. Mix it in, think about it, ingest it, and see how it works for you. Thank you once again for joining us, and we do hope that you find us. Keep in touch. We always have something fun going on. Have a beautiful moment of now.